Welcome to the Quarterly Briefing, where we take a closer look at the financial stories behind the world's biggest public companies, powered by AI to make it smarter, faster, and more engaging. Our goal is to make financial data more accessible by demystifying the complexities of corporate finance and informing people about the dynamics of today's markets. This podcast is not financial advice. It's for entertainment and educational purposes only. If you're curious about how companies grow, stumble, or pivot in today's fast-paced markets, you're in the right place. This is The Quarterly Briefing, where AI meets numbers and numbers meet narrative.
Welcome back, everybody, to another deep dive. Today, we're going to be taking a look at Spotify and their third quarter 2024 performance.
Yeah, looking at the recent financials and, of course, the earnings call transcript to try to get a sense of, you know, where Spotify is headed.
Absolutely. And there's a lot to unpack here.
Yeah.
Just to start with kind of a high level overview, Spotify sitting on a record 711 million euros in free cash flow. And their subscriber base is up 12% year over year, hitting a massive 252 million premium subscribers.
That free cash flow number really jumps out, I think. It's more than just, a good sign. It really speaks to their ability to generate cash, which gives them a lot of flexibility going forward, whether they want to invest in growth or new features, or maybe even, look at acquiring some other companies. It's definitely something that investors like to see, that kind of stability.
It's like a war chest, right?
Yeah.
And they're definitely putting it to work. Spotify is investing heavily in new content like audiobooks and music videos to keep users engaged. They've more than doubled their audiobook titles in the past year.
Yeah, and that's a really interesting strategy, I think. As they kind of branch out beyond just music, they're really positioning themselves as like a one-stop shop for audio entertainment. And that's a powerful draw, I think, not just for users, but also for advertisers.
Speaking of advertisers, Spotify's ad-supported revenue grew a respectable 6% year over year, reaching 472 million euros.
Yeah.
So not bad, especially considering, the advertising market has been a little bit shaky lately.
Yeah, definitely a solid performance there. And they even mentioned in the earnings call that, podcast advertising is growing thanks to increased impressions. So that's a good sign. Although the pricing wasn't quite as strong as they had hoped.
Interesting. So it sounds like there's a potential shift happening in their revenue model.
Yeah.
As they expand into these new areas like podcasts and audiobooks, advertising could become a much bigger part of their profitability puzzle.
Absolutely. Something to keep an eye on for sure.
Now let's talk about the challenges, because every company has them. One that really stood out in the earnings call was this potential shift in how music royalties are calculated. Apparently, record labels are pushing for a per-subscriber model similar to what we see in cable TV, instead of the current variable model that's based on Spotify's revenue.
Yeah, that's a big one. And, it's kind of a question mark hanging over Spotify's future. If they have to pay a fixed fee per subscriber, regardless of, how much revenue they're generating, it could definitely impact their profitability.
They were pretty tight-lipped about it on the earnings call.
Mm.
Understandably so.
Yeah, didn't want to show their hand too much. But they did acknowledge that the current royalty system is complex and, ripe for disruption.
So they know there's a storm brewing. It'll be interesting to see how they navigate that.
Absolutely. A fascinating strategic dilemma, balancing the needs of the record labels with their own need to maintain profitability.
Now, let's shift gears for a second and talk about Spotify's profitability in this quarter specifically. Their premium segment's gross margin jumped to an impressive 34%, up from 29% last year. That's a significant leap.
It's a really positive sign, especially considering that they're absorbing costs from launching these new services like audiobooks. It suggests that they're getting a handle on their costs and becoming more efficient.
Yeah, they mentioned a few things that are driving that margin boost, including some benefits from marketplace programs, which we can maybe unpack a little bit later, but also revenue growth, outpacing royalty costs and lower streaming delivery costs. So it seems like they're finding efficiencies across the board.
Efficiency is going to be key as they expand into new markets and content categories. They need to be able to scale up without sacrificing profitability.
Makes sense. Now, something else that caught my eye in the financials was their investment in Tencent Music Entertainment Group. They still own about 8% of TME, which is a significant chunk of a major player in the Chinese music market. What do you make of that?
I think it's a strategic bet on a market that has a ton of potential for growth. But it's also worth noting that, you know, the value of that investment can fluctuate depending on, you know, TME's share price and exchange rates. So it does add a little bit of volatility to Spotify's financial picture.
Good point. So it seems like they're winning in some areas, facing challenges in others, but overall they seem to be in a pretty good spot.
Yeah, they're definitely not standing still, which is crucial in this industry. They're constantly innovating, expanding their reach, and, you know, navigating a really complex landscape.
It's impressive to see. And one thing that I found particularly interesting was their announcement back in December of 2023 that they were trimming their workforce by about 17%. That was a big decision, clearly aimed at streamlining their operations and controlling costs.
And it seems to have paid off. You know, their operating expenses have been shrinking year over year, which is great for profitability.
Yeah.
And it really shows that they're serious about efficiency.
Yeah, and it's not just about personnel. During the earnings call, they mentioned that they're now focusing on optimizing their current real estate instead of expanding their offices, figuring out what they really need globally.
Tightening their belts across the board. It really does seem like they're committed to this year of monetization, as their CEO, Daniel Ek, called it.
It's definitely reflected in their actions and their financial reports.
Mm-hmm.
They're clearly focused on driving profits and building a sustainable business model for the long haul.
Yeah, it's a really interesting story to follow, and we'll continue to unpack it right after this break. And we're back, diving even deeper into the world of Spotify and what they've been up to.
Yeah, and picking up where we left off, you know, what really strikes me is Spotify's financial strength. I mean, that record free cash flow isn't just good news. It really gives them a ton of options going forward, you know, whether it's investing in growth or new features or content. It's pretty exciting to see.
It's a solid foundation. And in this kind of market, you know, having that financial stability is really key. It gives them a cushion to weather any storms and also, you know, the ability to really capitalize on opportunities as they arise.
Yeah, it's like they're building this fortress. And at the same time, they're not afraid to, you know, go out and conquer new territory. I mean, they're pushing into podcasts, audiobooks, music videos. It's not just about music anymore.
Yeah, it's really interesting to see how they're evolving. You know, they're becoming this kind of comprehensive entertainment hub. And that makes a lot of sense given how people are consuming content these days. You know, audio is everywhere and Spotify wants to be a part of it all.
And while advertising revenue isn't their main bread and butter, yet it's definitely growing steadily. It seems like their bet on podcasts and this ad-supported content model is starting to pay off.
Yeah, and if they can really crack the code on personalized ads, you know, really target their audience effectively, that could be a huge growth area for them.
Now let's talk about some of the potential roadblocks, because of course, every company faces them.
Yeah.
And that whole issue with music royalties and a possible switch to a per-subscriber model, that's a big one. You know, if they can't work out a deal with the record labels, their profits could really take a hit.
Yeah, it's a tricky situation, for sure. You know, they need to keep the artists happy, the labels happy, and their own shareholders happy. So finding that balance is going to be crucial.
It's a high-stakes game, for sure. And then there's the whole competitive landscape. I mean, they mentioned it several times during the earnings call, the pressure from Apple Music, Amazon Music, YouTube Music, the list goes on.
Mm.
So how can Spotify stay ahead in such a crowded field?
Competition is fierce, but I think the key for Spotify is to keep innovating. You know, offering features and content that you can't find anywhere else. They need to give users a reason to choose them over all the other options out there.
It's like they need to constantly be one step ahead. And, you know, during the earnings call, they did highlight their new AI-powered features, you know, personalized playlists, social features like podcast comments. They're definitely trying to stay on the cutting edge.
Yeah, it's a smart approach, you know, using data to really understand how people are using the platform and then tailoring the experience to their needs and preferences.
Makes sense. They also talked about expanding internationally, which is interesting because they're already in over 180 markets worldwide.
Yeah.
So what's the strategy there?
Global expansion is a huge opportunity. You know, there are so many new markets out there, especially in places where economies are growing and internet access is becoming more widespread.
Mm-hmm.
So tapping into those markets could be a huge driver of growth for Spotify.
But it's not just about being everywhere. It's about being relevant everywhere, right?
Exactly. And they're already taking steps to make sure that their content is tailored to local tastes. You know, the AI DJ is now available in Spanish-speaking markets, and their daily mix feature is offered in 14 different languages. So they're really thinking about how to appeal to a global audience.
So we've talked about their financial strength, their strategy of diversifying content, the challenges they face with royalties and competition. What do you see as their biggest opportunity going forward?
I think their biggest opportunity lies in leveraging the power of their data. you know, using it to create a truly personalized audio experience. Imagine a world where your Spotify seamlessly integrates with your life, you know, recommending the perfect soundtrack for your workout, your commute, even your mood. That's the kind of future they're building towards.
It's like having a personal DJ in your pocket who knows exactly what you want to hear at any given moment.
Exactly. But it goes beyond music, you know. Imagine personalized podcast recommendations, curated news feeds, even audiobooks that perfectly match your reading taste. That's the power of personalization.
That brings us to the big question. What does all of this mean for the average Spotify user?
Well, if you're a Spotify user, get ready for even more innovation, a wider range of content, and an experience that's increasingly tailored to you.
And for those of us who just love music, you know, we're really witnessing a defining moment. Streaming is now the dominant force in the music industry.
And for investors, you know, Spotify's third quarter performance really offers a glimpse into a company that's financially sound and strategically positioned for growth.
Yeah.
But of course, any investment comes with risks. So you always want to do your research.
We've covered a lot of ground in this deep dive, you know, breaking down Spotify's recent moves, peering into their future. There's a lot to think about. But I think it's safe to say that Spotify is playing a major role in shaping the future of audio entertainment.
They're not just riding the wave, they're creating it. And it's going to be fascinating to see where they go from here.
So for you, our listener, the question is, are you ready to join them for the ride? We've really gone deep on Spotify, haven't we? Their financials are strong. They're making some bold moves into new content areas. It's clear they see themselves as more than just a music streaming service these days.
Yeah, they want to be the go-to for all things audio. And they're doing it in a way that suggests they're really thinking about the long game. You know, they're not just chasing the latest trends. They're building a sustainable business.
It's like a balancing act, right?
Right.
On one hand, they're cutting costs, streamlining operations, and really focusing on efficiency. But then on the other hand, they're investing heavily in these new features and technologies that are pushing the boundaries of what's possible.
Exactly. It's a smart approach.
Yeah.
You know, they're not afraid to make tough decisions when it comes to the bottom line, but they also understand that innovation is crucial in such a competitive industry.
And it all comes back to that idea of personalization. Right? Giving users an experience that is tailored to their unique tastes and preferences. That's what really sets Spotify apart.
Absolutely. I mean, think about it. You have this incredible library of content at your fingertips. And Spotify is using data and AI to help you navigate that library and discover the things that you're most likely to enjoy.
It's like having a personal assistant for your ears, right?
Yeah.
One that knows exactly what you want to hear, whether it's music, podcasts, audiobooks, whatever.
Yeah, and that's a really powerful proposition because it not only makes the listening experience more enjoyable, but it also helps Spotify build a deeper connection with their users.
So as we wrap up this deep dive, what's the key takeaway for our listener?
I think the takeaway is that Spotify is a company that's worth watching. They're at the forefront of a rapidly evolving industry, and they're not afraid to take risks and experiment with new ideas.
They face challenges, and they will continue to face challenges.
Yeah.
But they've also demonstrated a remarkable ability to adapt and innovate, and that's what ultimately sets them apart.
So for our listeners out there, keep your ears open and your playlists ready. The future of audio is here, and Spotify is leading the charge.
And that's it for this deep dive into Spotify's third quarter 2024 performance. We hope you found it informative and insightful. And as always, thanks for listening.
This is the Quarterly Briefing, a W Section podcast production. This podcast was generated completely with AI. If you like the podcast, please give us a like and tell your friends. If you have feedback or different companies you would like us to include in a future episode, please send us an email at idea@quarterlybriefing.com. Thank you for listening.